the artist that probably defined my childhood, Michael Jackson. He was the first full name that I could actually say, and I would like scream it, Michael Jackson, every time I saw him on TV.
For me, the album would be Boyz II Men's second album. I listened to that on repeat for years.
Well, I'd have to go with the Beatles because that was the sound of my childhood.
My album would be Little Feat because I used to listen to that with my dad when I was younger, and it brings back memories.
I don't know. Michael Jackson's Thriller, Depeche Mode, George Michael. It's a hard choice.
Welcome to Vinyl Decision, where the guests choose the music. And we're starting now.
My name's Mark Thomas. You're listening to Vinyl Decision on ICRT. In the studio today, we're very happy to welcome Joel.
Hello.
And hello, Joel. And as often happens, I know everybody's first name, and I never quite know the correct pronunciation for the surname.
It's Joel and Finistad.
Finistad.
Yes, this is Norwegian.
Okay.
Apparently, I'm told, yeah. From quite a ways back in the family, but yes, indeed.
Finistad. Mm-hmm. Norwegian, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Very nice. But where from originally yourself?
From Canada. Well, I was born in the States, actually. I was born in Wisconsin, yeah.
Okay.
My dad was working there at the time as a teacher, and my parents are both Canadian, and then we moved back to Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, where I grew up and lived. Wonderful. And graduated from high school and went to university until I finally came to Taiwan.
How long were you in Wisconsin for?
About 4 years.
So you might remember just...
Very little, yeah. Very little.
Okay. Joel, and what do you do in Taiwan?
I've been working here in education. I work at the British Council.
Yeah, okay,
which
great.
Is an organization in education and stuff. We do teacher training. We do lots of interesting things. Yeah.
Enough to keep you out of trouble, obviously.
Yeah, more or less. Yes.
Yeah, more or less.
Indeed.
More or less. Good. And the Vinyl Decision, I knew what your choice would be, but I'll let you announce it. What would you like?
Yeah, I suppose you knew, right? Because every time I've...
Every time we hook up, we do end up putting this vinyl on.
It has to come on eventually, and it's one of those records that, I don't know that much about it. You know, I'm a big Beatles fan, from the past and whatever. I can't name all the producers and the musicians who play. And that's good. It's just, this is Wing's greatest. And now here's an album that I love so much.
But you weren't tempted by the Beatles themselves, no?
No, there was something about Paul McCartney and Wing's... especially this retrospective album, it just brings back great memories for me. It was always around in the house. My sister was a huge Beatles fan, and she totally adored Paul McCartney. She had her room was wall-to-wall Paul McCartney stuff. She's one of those fans. And, an original fan. She's a second, third-generation fan.
Wow.
But that's why I love this album. All the songs relate to me being warm and happy in my young days.
In Alberta, yeah.
Yeah, warm and happy.
Warm equals happy in Alberta, I imagine.
You bet. Inside.
Okay, I'm interested to talk more with Joel about why it was Wings and Paul McCartney. What we're going to do, we're going to listen to the album, okay? So we're going to start off with Another Day by Wings, Greatest Hits on Vinyl Decision.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day, slipping into stockings, stepping into shoes, in the pocket of her raincoat. It's just another day at the office where the papers grow. She takes a break, drinks another coffee, and she finds it hard to stay awake. It's just another day. It's just another day. Feels so sad. The lonely apartment she dwells till the man of her dreams.
raincoat. It's just another day.
We are in the studio. We're listening to Wings' Greatest Hits. This is Vinyl Decision, and it was Joel's choice, was Wings. And we listened to Another Day there. It's easy listening, yeah?
It's what a beautiful song, right?
You okay.
know, for me, it takes me to the idea that Paul McCartney was always the one to write the day-to-day, paint a picture of everyday life kind of thing, like in the Beatles,
what is it,
a day in the life, woke up, got out of bed,
yeah.
I dragged, you know, to me that's kind of that kind of thing, and it just makes me happy.
And Lennon did the edgier stuff?
The more edgy, it seems to me, yeah.
Mm, more pretentious, some might say.
Perhaps, yeah.
More. So you're a McCartney fan, and I think you can easily forgive his. I mean, I find him a bit wishy-washy, but you kind of look upon that as almost an attribute.
Well, I'm glad you said that, hence Wings' Greatest.
Yeah,
because all the rest, I, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he has a definitive album that was Wings or Paul McCartney. Maybe.
Well, I think that's one of these albums. To me, like, greatest hits albums are interesting because there are a few like that, like Aerosmith's greatest hits, for example. I'll get killed for saying that because Aerosmith fans love Toys in the Attic and they love all the. But for me, that's enough.
There are some bands there that you should just listen to the greatest hits. And I don't think that's necessarily a problem. But what we're going to do, the thing with this album, and I have listened to it, I probably wouldn't have listened to it had I not known Joel. But, you know, we'll have a couple of beers and this album will always get thrown on. And the thing I do like about it is you pretty much recognize every single track, and they're all foot tappers. Some of them are even quite rocking, and we'll see that. Let's see how far through the album we get. Up next is Silly Love Songs by Wings on Vinyl Decision.
Thank you.
And there you go. That was Wings on Vinyl Decision. Joel, you were a bit of a musician, or still are a musician. I suppose everyone's when you once a musician, always a musician.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I played saxophone in the school band for 5 or 6 years. But
I didn't know you also blew.
I did. Yeah. I did. I blew. and then I've always loved playing drums. So I really got into
that's
percussion
your main thing,
and drums.
Yeah,
it was, yeah. And the band that I had in Canada was called Hookaman, and we had this. Well, I had some bands before that, but this was the band that I played in for a long time, about 7 or 8 years. We toured around Western Canada and made some CDs, and I played sax and drums and that kind of thing. But that was. Yeah.
So you got in the studio and all that stuff. Yeah,
we did a couple times. Yeah.
Did you do any singing?
Yes, I did quite a bit. I did a lot of background vocals.
Okay.
Which I learned
that's
from Wings.
Good for a drummer, yeah.
Absolutely. Well,
get the drummer, and you can do background. Oh, you're hired. Yeah.
You're hired, yeah. Double value, yeah.
So, yeah, you're saying the harmonies and that with Wings?
Yeah, my mom used to always, she and I would, this is so sweet, and we still do sometimes, but we'd sing together, and we still do sometimes, especially long distance songs, and she taught me harmonies in a way. I think a lot of it had to do with this kind of music, growing up with Beatles and Wings, because these songs are so open to sing along harmony
to
type
vocalize,
of thing.
Yeah.
You know, they're just so straightforward and clean and somewhat predictable and hokey, like some would say. And silly. Silly love songs.
You're making your vinyl decision sound a bit dubious here.
It's a different choice. I don't know what happens.
No, I like it. I really like when I ask people to do this show, I often get people trying to choose what they think will be the coolest album that the listeners will think, wow, that guy's got great taste and like he likes this really weird funky music. But someone comes on and just says, hey, Wings' Greatest Hits, I think it's superb. So thank you for sacrificing your reputation.
Exactly. I'm going to keep my head down around town for a while.
No, you're going to be fine. That's fantastic. We're going to try and squeeze in one more track, perhaps one of my favorite Wings tracks of all time, and most definitely the greatest James Bond theme song ever.
Mm-hmm.
Live and Let Die.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live. You know you did, you know you did, you know you did. But if this ever-changing world which we live in makes you give in and cry, say live and let die.
Live and let die. Live and let die. Live and let die.
Okay, you're listening to Vinyl Decision. We're in the studio with Joel, and he's chosen Wings' Greatest Hits. I like to always ask the guests, what were some of the other considerations? In fact, I don't know a single other album I've heard you possibly talk about doing.
No, only Wings.
That's really?
It's the only album I've ever had. Tough call, though. It really is a tough call. Boy, I hadn't really thought about that because
I don't want to put you on the spot, but I have put you on the spot, so you better come up with a couple of albums.
Certainly. I mean, you know, I might have gone back on a few Beatles albums. It doesn't have to be Beatles. It would have come to mind.
You
know,
if you had to do a Beatles album, which one?
Rubber
would
Soul, probably. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that would be my choice as well, because that was the crossover album. That was when they were still doing silly songs like Drive My Car, but then also doing Norwegian Wood was straight afterwards, which is insane. We're looking back on it, but absolute genius.
It's just funny when you mention picking an album, though. Mm. It does take some thought, because when I think back to albums, and when I had them, I was very young, and obviously, so I'm thinking about things like Motley Crue and albums like this that I had.
Digging up a horrible past.
Which are great albums, and were at the time, but I'm not sure I'd choose them today to be the album I'd play and talk about.
Well, I suppose that's what we do like to do, is like choose an album from your past that you still feel comfortable with now.
Now, you know what it would have been, though? Blue. Has anyone done Blue?
Joni Mitchell?
Yeah, because there is an album that it's one of those things where it's all together, it's one thing, it's part of me.
Wow.
Every song.
I had not expected that.
Mm.
So I forgive you for everything about Wings' Greatest Hits now. You're just like, you've jumped back up, reputations, restored everything.
As Elvis Costello, I think, put that album on his top 10 list. You know, it's like, Blue is one of the best albums in the world.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to suggest Elvis as well.
So, oh, well, sure. But
yeah, that would have been good.
That would have been good, too.
Great. Okay, right, we're going to carry on with the album. We've got to get through this Wings' Greatest Hits. We're going to try and get through four tracks in this section. So we're going to try it with a little luck now.
With a little luck, we can help it out. We can make this whole damn thing work out. With a little love, we can lay it down. Can't you feel a town exploding? There is no end to what we can do.
Paul doesn't like to end his songs,
does he? No, I know. They just keep going.
But it's still going, look. What is this bit doing?
It's making you just stay with us for a little longer, you know?
He's coming back again. Look.
Wow, another reprise. Isn't that something? Yeah.
The king of the reprise. He's doing well. I mean, it's a fairly simple song. Does he need to really do this bit?
I don't know what was happening.
Is he going to sing again? What's just going on?
This
here?
Is the
where what he want, is going he want, on here?
There is no end. They want us now.
Oh,
it's the KTV part.
They let you. This is your sing along part. Yeah. I'll do the Linda bit.
Okay.
Yes, there is an end, Paul.
Oh.
This is insane.
I'm lost.
Here we go.
And now we're those guys talking over a song. I hate that.
There he is.
Again. What?
So that was some sort of like solo, was that? Was that a solo?
Mega bridge or something.
I think it was a KTV moment. He saw the future. Nice one, Paul. He's run out of words now. I know he has. Jeez. Oh, okay, well, there you
amazing.
Go. Yeah, I've never really listened to it quite like that. Never quite sober enough to listen to it and really like appreciate it before in that fullness.
Mm.
Okay, well, you can't knock the production on this. Paul producing? Would that be Paul doing all the production work on this album?
Right, it is Paul, isn't it? And what I understand is that he only worked with George Martin on the Bond song, on the Living
Okay,
Let Die.
That kind of makes sense.
So I guess he did most of the... Yeah, and it's a beautiful... I mean, here's the guy, like we were talking about earlier, who came out of the Beatles financially sound, very...
I would imagine fairly... Yeah. Not shy of buying a round of beers in the pub.
No, and he did really well because he had Linda McCartney from the Hugh Eastman family who I think helped... I think Dad helped Paul figure out how to make the most money. And so he had like $5.5 billion when
like
he started Wings.
Yeah,
okay. Well, you know.
So, I mean, he was able to get in those good studios. You can't knock the sound quality of these albums. He puts them together. And he was actually a good musician, Paul McCartney, was that right?
He's a very great bass player, I would imagine, too. And I love the bass licks that he's playing. I'm assuming Paul played bass on, like, dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum and all that. Silly love songs and stuff.
Got you.
Yeah, and the keys.
Yeah, okay. Okay, we're going to carry on with it. We're listening to Joel's Choice. This is Wings' Greatest Hits.
Stuck inside these four walls, sent inside forever, never seeing no one nice again. Get out of here.
Okay, we're listening to Wings' Greatest Hits on Vinyl Decision today. And we've just got to the end of that side. We're going to try and turn it over. Joel.
Mm.
Okay. What are you doing with the, trying to get photos?
I want a photo of me and Wings in the studio.
Okay.
Yes. You know, there's another beautiful song, right? You know, the band. I love that song. And I love the change again when it happens. You know,
well, Paul, Lord love Paul McCartney, but each song he does try and turn it into an epic opera. He does try to put as many just little twists in there that you don't notice. Band on the Run, it's always got that little quirky things. He's doing his little stories. And
yeah,
is he trying to show off? I mean, being pessimistic, I would be a bit...
I just think he came out of a tradition of albums that tell stories, like Sgt. Pepper, for example, and maybe with the production sort of values that came out of that sort of generation, he decided every song could have this. We don't even have to do it album by album.
Yeah,
I need all my songs.
You know? Yeah, that's a fair point. I'm not detracting from it. I think a lot of modern music now is just like creating a beat and having an anthem maybe to go along with it, whereas mm-hmm. Paul is more of a songwriter. Mm-hmm. And, it reflects. We're going to carry on. We've got to try and squeeze as many tracks in as possible here. And the next one is Uncle Albert.
I love Uncle Albert.
And what's this? Admiral Halsey. I only know Uncle Albert, but whatever. Okay, let's have a listen. Who's Admiral Halsey? Okay.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But there's no one left at home, and I believe I'm gonna rain. So sorry, but we haven't heard a thing all day. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But if anything should happen, we'll be sure.
Across the sky.
Okay, we're ploughing through the Greatest Hits album by Wings here with Joel in the studio. Have you enjoyed it, Joel?
Thank you. I always enjoy Wings' Greatest Hits. Yeah, it's been great. I love these songs.
It's nice.
Know?
It's nice sitting in a studio and listening to it on vinyl and you know, getting that feel. It does make you laugh, though, a bit with Paul McCartney and his overproduction of the music.
On and on and, you know, and all these different parts. And
let's throw in an extra instrument here, like we need another...
Well, they're just such familiar songs to me that I forget, but when you listen to them in the studio like this, yeah, you do notice, like, wow, that was a really big choice to suddenly go to the... But it's also something that the Beatles did on so many songs as well.
Yeah. Was it always a fight, do you think, with the Beatles between Lennon and McCartney and what that sound was going to be? And was that ultimately the end of them? Was that?
I wonder, yeah. I wonder if it... I know that it was a problem in the studio, right?
Very distinct methods of approaching songs and songwriting.
Absolutely.
And obviously with this Wings album, you see... Pure Paul now, this is.
Right. And he finally got it. I mean, how many albums did Wings make? I'm not such an expert.
They must have done 10 albums.
Right? And it took until the third album before they started, until they got a hit, really. And yeah, so.
I think once Paul dumped all the musicians around him and just made it all about Paul, then he was able to... to fill his bag, so.
Choose the right songs. Yes.
Okay.
Indeed.
So we're clawing towards the end of the show here now, Joel, and we're going to go into. I think, is this your favorite track on the album?
I love this song again. It's this. We're just talking about this late night Sunday cooking scene where, you know, I'm making some chili and the song's on in the back and I'm lounging around feeling good. That's what this music's for.
That's good. Okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm not going to put it on at the party.
I'm not asking you to apologize. You don't have to apologize. It's fine.
Sorry about Wings. Yeah, right.
What is the name of the track?
This track is My Love. Again, Paul with his love.
It's not. Oh. We're doing Let Him In.
Oh, Let Him In. That's what I meant. Go back. Well, come on.
We can't do them all, so we are going to do Let Him In.
Let Him In. And you're right, it is the song that I said was my... Here you go! I love the album so much. They're all my favorite. Let Him In is great. We got the doorbell, and then it kicks in. You're going to love this.
Okay, great.
Again. Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He just about managed to save his reputation there with throwing in a little at the end.
He can't just fade out.
He can't. Paul refuses to go. He doesn't go quietly. Mm-hmm. But we will have to. It's just about got to the end of the show. I really want to thank Joel for coming in here.
Thank you for playing one of my favorite albums again.
Okay.
And we'll do it again.
I hope so. I'm bearing in mind that Joni Mitchell Blue.
I was just thinking play Wings again. That'll happen. Yes, certainly. I'd love to come back and talk about Blue, but Wings.
Okay. You know. Well, we'll take this album off and we'll find somewhere to have a quiet libation and maybe another chat. But I want to thank you for coming into the studio. It's been good. I mean, I always enjoy the album, okay? So,
Thank you so much. What a great day I've had. So
good,
thank
good.
You.
I'm glad. Thank you, Joel. And we're going to go out with perhaps my favorite track on the album, Jet.
Yeah!
You've been listening to Vinyl Decision. Join us once again next week, same time, same place, for another rendezvous with another guest making their final decision.
You say goodbye.